Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. In Australia, where they would say it, a sunshine coast, a place of beauty, a mountain named Glasshouse. That's where we are. None of those names are accurate? Not really. But they are the names of today. Generations from now, they may actually change those names and they may revert to other names. A light rain starts to fall, the blessing from Gaia, because this is what we wish to talk about. Where you sit is a manufactured area, actually, that allows you to sit there and listen on beautiful grass. I want to take you back why this area is what it is so much more powerful than what you think. And you can't look it up, not really, because what happened actually here is so more profound than anything you might know or might even suggest. I want to give you a premise. And every mother here will understand. Mother, you're asleep and you have an infant in the other room, perhaps in a crib. And suddenly you awaken. And you need to go into the room with the infant. And you do. And as you come into the room, you realize the infant is struggling just a little, uncomfortable, becoming tangled perhaps in the blanket. You take the infant, pick it up, love it, put it back untangled. It goes to sleep. You go back to your room. Question, how did you know? How did you know? And every mother here has had those kinds of things happen. Some in dramatic ways and some as I have described. And you will say, because there is a connection between the infant and the mother. And you would say, well, what is that connection? And you would say, well, it's more than humanism. It's in the DNA. Because the mother's DNA and the child's DNA has been shared for months, even before the soul arrived and the child took the first breath. And you sense the uncomfortableness or the struggle or the distress of the child. You might call it intuition, but dear ones, there's more. There is communication that has not yet been measured, but it's well known. Ask any mother. Identical twins share a DNA which is almost perfect. It is the same. It is identical. And identical twins will tell you stories if they're separated by a world apart. If something happens to one, the other senses it. If something happens to a relative where one is there, the other one will sense it. And it is a communication that is understood, has been recorded, but not really defined. There is a communication that is much faster than light, that entangles DNA in consciousness, where you know about the other. You might say this would be something that family would share. Now I want to bring you back right here. Thousands of years ago, those who would inhabit this place had a communication that was exactly like that. And that communication was with family. And the family was called Gaia. The earth spoke, just like the infant speaks to the mother, like the twins will know, a communication with a family of humanity. Giving information about the weather, about birthing. Because Gaia is family, dear ones. This is the missing piece that new generations are going to start to look at and understand and realize and perhaps even measure. Cryon, do you think there'll be a time when others might be able to come to this place and have that happen again? And I will tell you this, yes. And they will not be the elders, dear ones. They will be a new human who is able to hear Gaia speak of the elders as Gaia pours out history of what happened here, how it happened. And the communication would then be open yet again for the family between humanity and Gaia. Let the wisdom of the ancestors and the knowledge that they have show you time and time again that this family is not unique just to them. You have de-evolved it. You have thrown it away. You've not included it. But it sits there because the earth is patient. And it's patient family, and it knows you. It will never disown you. Waiting for you to come back to acknowledge. The tree hugger knows what I speak of. And there will be others. And slowly, very slowly, through generations, there will be a revival of this beautiful family. I just want to let you know now. There will be those perhaps who will hear this in the future. And they will say, you know, he was right. Look at what's going on. And so it is.